So the Abraham Lincoln wasn't lacking in means of destruction, but it had better still. It had Ned Land, the king of harpooners. Gifted with uncommon manual ability, Ned Land was a Canadian who had no equal in his dangerous trade. Dexterity, coolness, bravery, and cunning were virtues he possessed to a high degree. And it took a truly crafty baleen whale, or an exceptionally astute sperm whale, to elude the thrusts of his harpoon. Ned Land was about 40 years old, a man of great height, over 6 English feet. He was powerfully built, serious in manner, not very sociable, sometimes headstrong and quite ill-tempered when crossed. His looks caught the attention and above all the strength of his gaze, which gave a unique emphasis to his facial appearance. Commander Farragut, to my thinking, had made a wise move in hiring on this man.